producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Here we are at 7 after the hour. Appears to be Wednesday, February the 24th on my calendar. How about yours? You have the same calendar as I do? Let's get down to business, shall we? Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here assisting me, or perhaps I'm assisting her. It's a cooperative venture to get to what people are talking about and to get your reactions in any number of ways. I'm sure you're going to want to react, as a lot of people have already. Facebook.com. /Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email the Doug at DougSteffen.com regarding the Nevada caucus. Donald Trump has 46% of the vote. 46% of those who voted in the caucus last night supported Donald Trump. Marco Rubio was second, and if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, came in third at 19%. Ben Carson was a distant fourth. John Kasich, even a more distant fifth. So who's going to stay and who's going to go? And how do you like this? 888-302-3684. Donald Trump on his victory. Well, maybe you're not a Donald Trump on his victory. The numbers are interesting to examine. I think that the comments as well that have come in already on some of our social media connections. Michael says, we know the score. We just don't care. That wall is getting built and Mexico is paying for it. All right, Michael. Remember where he is? Nevada caucus. Mandy, the only Democrat that can't beat Trump is Bernie. Hillary's not even beating Trump right now, but Bernie is. A vote for Hillary in the primary is a vote for Trump. That's interesting. Tanya, I expect everybody that said they'll move if Trump wins to get their passports and paperwork in order. All right, so let's listen to the Donald.
We love Nevada. We love Nevada. Thank you. Thank you. This is a great place. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great evening. We will be celebrating for a long time tonight. Have a good time. Have a good time. You know, we weren't expected a couple of months ago. We weren't expected to win this one. You know that, right? We weren't. Of course, if you listen to the pundits, we weren't expected to win too much. And now we're winning, winning, winning the country.
Pretty interesting, huh? So how about a few Trump supporters? We've rounded up some sound from some of the supporters. Here's Tim Doyle. A lot of the Trump supporters were on social media. He decided to express his excitement in front of a microphone.
Boom. It's over, friends. The Nevada caucus. Donald Trump wins again. Third straight win in a row. Right now, he's up at 42%, and the next guy, Cruz, is down at 23%. So let me tell you, friends, this guy is real. People are really getting out and voting. Now look at it. He's increased to 42. All the experts, all the analysts said, whoa, he's never going to leave the mid-30s. Remember that, Karl Rove, Charles Krauthammer? You said he would never get above 35%, and right now it's at 42. So, and you know what this means? The Bush dynasty is over, and the establishment that we have right now, it's over. You've delivered us nothing but $19 trillion in debt and gone in cohorts with the Democrat Party up until now, and this time is over. It's time to close the border. It's time to get tough on China, and it's time for brilliant trade from Donald Trump. So here we go, friends. On to the next one.
Better hurry up and pass that Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. those of you who think that's a great idea. Actually, I hope you don't, because it is a bad idea. I don't even know where Trump is on that. I'm thinking he's not for it. I'm going to do a little research and figure that out, because I haven't asked myself. Cruz and Rubio both facing critical decisions because of their showing in Nevada. You're hearing from the people that like Donald Trump, but not everybody is a fan. Here's Bethany from the Culinary Institute there.
Today we've got a couple hundred people who are protesting. It's a picket line by the Culinary Union and lots of Trump hotel workers, and they want a contract. So Mr. Trump, his company, recently negotiated a contract in Trump Toronto, and these workers in America would like a union contract as well.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're there protesting whether he sees it or not. I think the Suns are running a lot of the hotels. All right, so that's a legitimate concern and question. But she didn't say he refused or the company's refusing to negotiate. And I'm actually thinking, I haven't heard too many people working at too many places that have the Trump name on it that are upset or don't like Donald Trump or wish he wouldn't be president or telling stories. I haven't heard. Kara, have you heard any of the stories that often you hear from people that run big businesses? This is the first time, and this is not negative. Okay, so they want a contract. That's legit. But I haven't heard a lot of people that work for Trump complaining, and this would be a wonderful platform for him if there were people who were upset.
Yeah, I haven't heard much of anything. There's a big Trump hotel in D.C., mm-hmm. and, there was a big sign across that was, you know, anti-Trump, but and people like protesting. But whether that was actually people who work there or just people who are protesting, I don't know.
Don't want him to be president. There's probably a lot of that, I'm guessing, right? All right, so anybody who has any input, you work for Trump, make it good. Facebook.com/GoodDayTrump and Nevada. That's where we are here. We get started. A poll has been taken. Don't need any more polls there, I don't think. Coming up to where are we? 13 and change past the hour on this hour of Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has 2 new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
16 past the hour.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus here in depth on the results of the Nevada caucus. The win column goes to Donald Trump. These guys got to be talking to themselves. Here is Donald talking about the supporters that he has. And that's 2406 there. Hi, Kara. We do or we don't.
Okay. What number are you talking about?
2406. As Donald and
all right,
how all those fans are. Maybe this.
We love Nevada. We love Nevada.
I think it's the same thing as we had before. All right, never mind that one. All right, let's listen to Ted Cruz and what his focus is for next Tuesday.
I want to thank the great people of Nevada. And I want to say, I cannot wait to get home to the great state of Texas. Tonight, I'll sleep in my bed for the first time in a month. And then it will be back to the campaign trail in Texas and all across Super Tuesday, energizing and building that Reagan coalition, those courageous conservatives, libertarians, evangelicals, young people, and Reagan Democrats all coming together.
Good luck, pal. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. There is not much more in terms of looking across the landscape. When I see a phony, there aren't many more faces that come out ahead of Ted Cruz. All right, this is maybe a Freudian slip. Some of you are thinking, he just said the Donald when he was talking about phonies. Nah, I really don't think Donald Trump is a phony. I think there are things about him that all of us wish he wouldn't do, whether it's sometimes the name, it doesn't seem to be necessary, but the message is plain and simple. So I don't know, but what else is there here? I got a little I have a couple more comments. Let's see here. Mark says, congratulations at Real Donald Trump for winning Nevada. Make America great again. Wendy writes, Marco Rubio represents no threat. He's undermined himself with his attendance record. America has no need of someone who isn't there, isn't doing the job that they're paid to do, hasn't provided any evidence that they would lead the nation. Leadership requires somebody who will be there 24/7. Yeah, I mean, he's really, and frankly, if it isn't even because of that, he's a kid. He's Barack Obama in a Republican suit. The same thing across the board. He's done it the same exact way as Barack Obama did it. You go in, first-time senator, you nose around, you show up once in a while, and then you start going on the stump. I'm running for president because I can do it. What can you do? What have you done? Now, people would come back to me and say, you're a hypocrite because you think Donald Trump would be the president to be a good president. I don't know if he'd be a good president. I want something different first. I'd like something good. It would be nice to have somebody who was focused or get people in there that weren't just slaves to the system, because the system is broken, and that's why most people are upset about it. But there are elements here, and maybe that's true of all elections. Maybe it's just maybe all of us. Hillary Clinton keeps saying we've got to keep the Barack Obama work going. Man, I don't know why the heck she's running on that. There have been few presidents that have been less popular than the Barack Obama. And so running on that message isn't a good idea. Mitt Romney got away from running against the Bush record. And so why do you do that? I don't know. Who knows why he does it, but she's doing it. The bottom line is that we have a horse race here. That's the bottom line. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Good day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli here, and joining us now, Holly Signorelli. She is a certified public accountant with over 25 years of experience in the financial marketplace. And Holly, welcome to the Good Day Show. You are talking today about something that has caught my attention in the media over the last few months, something called the pink tax. Explain, yes, what exactly is the pink tax?
It's basically that for the exact same product, like a razor, deodorant, soap, because they're pink and, you know, a lot of things are pink.
Hey, and you know what? I'm all about the pink, by the way.
I know, me too. I'm so embarrassed, but I saw an article the other day, and there was literally it was pink earplugs that I had bought from CVS that were $1 more than the other. And I know it's only $1, but over the lifetime of a woman's life, they spend literally $100,000 more on the same items.
$100,000?
Yes, wow. 100,000. And the price discrepancy is anywhere between 7%, which could just add up to a dollar, to 92%, depending on the type of item.
So basically the pink tax is products that are marketed to women, marketed to girls that might have the pretty colors associated, like the color pink. They're just right. Charging more in the marketplace, even though it's the same item. Now, I like to think my razor's a little different from the men's, but I don't know. I mean, the price really is a huge jump. How are the producers of these products even thinking they can get away with it? I guess maybe because they always have.
Well, exactly, and a lot of the spokespersons for different companies, and I'm not picking on any company because they're all doing it, but like a Target spokesperson said, that's just supply and demand. That's what the market will bear. And that is simply because, you know, women and especially little girls are drawn to the colors, you know, because we're more emotional beings. That's kind of how we're made. So we are, like, for me to buy pink earplugs, why? It's just something that we're drawn to. So I remember remember, you know, I didn't even think about the extra dollar. And yet they weren't even good earplugs. They were just very generic at CVS.
So
that's why they're doing it, because think about it. When you go get a razor, if you're getting a Venus razor, there's not a comparison of that on the male razors. But if you're just buying a Bic razor, you're probably not even looking at the male razors or deodorant. You're thinking, I'm not going to buy male deodorant because I don't want to smell like a man, right?
Right.
But yet it could be a dollar or a dollar 50 more, and you have to buy it every month, and it's just accumulating. And so, interestingly, this is all taking place with, have you heard about the tampon tax?
Yeah, so that was what I was going to ask you about. What is with the tampon tax? Because I don't think it's completely, the story's not straight in my mind yet.
Right, right. Basically, and it seems like this started in California because, you know, their economy's not good. And there's been kind of major uprising, like people, you know, storming the streets. But women are saying, hey, this is something that we don't have a choice of. It's like a staple, like bread or milk, and it shouldn't be taxed. And I never thought about this before, but it does make sense for something not to be taxed that only affects one gender.
So you're talking sales tax, not a pink tax. You're talking sales tax.
In California, there was a request. There's been a lot of pressure by groups of women saying, look, this is a necessity. We should not be taxing it. This is not a taxable item. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
You know, whether that's right or wrong, I mean, how do we go about changing these kind of things, whether it's behavior by these corporations that are trying to upsell women on the color pink, or whether it's
the
government?
Women, now that you're aware of this, will you change your behavior?
Yeah.
I never buy anything pink.
The pink tax could also apply to anything that's like got a little bit of bling to it. It's just something that makes you more attracted to that color. So that really is an awareness thing, because really people haven't been aware of it. Because again, you're buying deodorant, you're not going to go look at the men's deodorant.
All right, so grab the hashtag pink tax and check it out at themoneytherapist.com. Thank you, Holly.
A thriving farm passes to the next generation, and 3 or 4 years later, the business is struggling and has to be sold. What happened? Find out today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Farmers, like many entrepreneurs, succeed or fail based on their own management decisions. For a farm to continue to prosper into a next generation, that next generation has to have good management skills. Time and again, however, farm family business advisor Andy Junkin of Ontario, Canada, finds this missing.
The more successful you are as a farmer, the harder it is for you at growth control and transition management. You've got to let your sons and daughters make mistakes on a small scale so that when you're gone, that the farm is in good hands.
Junkin works with farm families to give these transitions a better chance. Learn more at agriculturestrategy.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Kara Schillen. The folks that had to suffer through that wild weather, deep south was lashed by severe storms and tornadoes and high winds yesterday. Three people are dead, dozens more injured. The folks in Louisiana listening this morning in Mississippi really had it tough. Two people died at a trailer park. Suspected tornado blew through there. Hundreds. See, so we ought to probably post some of that stuff. It's been all over the news media, so maybe that's not necessary for us to give you something that's everywhere else. I'd rather have my Facebook and Twitter account with a focus on different things. And we do, by the way, the picture on my Facebook page of the young boy killing a tiger has produced a number of comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Facebook is a good place to put that information. All right, so what have we got here? In Mississippi, Lamar County officials, one person died there. Actually, there was a tornado that caused some damage near the airport in New Orleans. The governor of Mississippi declaring a state of emergency there. This is the time of year when it gets started. It gets hot and heavy, 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 heavy. So massive storms and that story, if you have the desire to read really deeply into it, we have it covered in the trending box at DougSteffen.com. Something else that's very important in my mind and very important in your mind, whether you've heard me talking about this before or not, in general, I'm sure you have. The specifics, however, in the latest onslaught against Monsanto, the so-called Monsanto Dream Bill, also referred to as the Dark Act appropriately. This is a bill before the Senate tomorrow. And if you want to be able to choose what kind of food you eat. It is that serious. I'm not crying wolf here. You want to be able to know where the food comes from. The insidious monsters at Monsanto have been able to push through because of their powerful connections, their lobbying, all the money they spend to bribe congressmen and senators, that sort of thing. This dark act will prohibit state labeling of genetically altered or engineered foods, so-called GMO foods. Now, people say, Doug, why do you have such a problem with this? I have no problem with people being able to make an educated choice. What Monsanto is doing is trying to keep you from knowing what a lot of people are concerned about. That's all. I don't tell you what to eat and how to eat and when to eat and where to eat. I don't care. You do what you want. It's your life. If you want to eat crap, then that's you. And some people say it isn't crap. We're feeding the world. It's important to have these GMO foods. Fine. That argument, as far as I'm concerned, has left the station. What I'm not happy with and what I am concerned about is that you have the ability to push this away and to be able to look at a piece of meat and know where it comes from, or corn or whatever, and find out if it's genetically modified or not. So my suggestion is that you ask your senators to oppose this bill and any attempt to prohibit labeling of GMO foods. That's what the public wants. The country, Monsanto is so crooked. The conversation that Jennifer and I had after the vote in California a couple of years ago, Monsanto had spent $14 million to prep the voters with ads that were completely false, like lies, complete lies. And so when you look at this stuff, there are, by the way, a lot of farmers, a lot of people who are locavores who have already taken some action, but you need to go back to your senators. They need to hear from you again because the bill has been passed by the House and will be on the Senate floor tomorrow. Senator Roberts is the chair. He's from Kansas. He's the chair of the Ag Committee. Has already scheduled a bill to get a hearing. The same bill passing the House. So if you want to be able to have choice, there's reason to take action in the next 24 hours. This dark bill, which was actually through the House late last summer, denies you the right to know. And therefore, the Deny American the Right to Know is why they call it the Dark Act. Deny Americans the Right to Know, the Dark Act, would prohibit any state from labeling GMOs. Already has been stopped. It was passed in Vermont and approved, and somehow or other the feds told Vermont they couldn't do it. This is not about the individual. This is about everybody and everything. Voluntary labels don't work because they don't. So you can call or email both of your senators and urge them to oppose the bill. It's also called the Roberts bill because he's the one who's backing it, wants to get it through. A lot of arm twisting going on. You can go to senate.gov. You can phone 202-224-3121, but take action. This is something that is very important to anybody and everybody, I believe. This is the most important thing that is maybe going on down there. I'm not concerned about replacing Antonin Scalia. All of the things that are real business like this are getting masked by all of the hoopla between closing Guantanamo and saying they're not going to take the bill up in the Senate. Not the bill, but take up a nomination in the Senate. More of not being able, and it's both sides here, not being able to figure out how to do this. Anyway. All right, Doug, take a deep breath. Mars. Remember when Ralph Cramden used to say, Alice, to the moon! Well, if they were producing the Honeymooners today, it would be Alice to Mars! NASA generating a lot of buzz on social media and in the news, releasing a video yesterday on their YouTube channel, scientist Philip Lubin explaining how new technology could mean a trip to Mars could take less than 72 hours. Here is Professor Lubin.
Here's the dilemma. We know how to get to relativistic speeds in laboratory. We do it all the time. And then we go to the macroscopic level for things like aircraft, cars, spacecraft, we're pathetically slow. So the question is, can we bridge that gap between what we do now on the macroscopic level with chemical binding energies to relativistic speeds, which are done with electromagnetic acceleration? The shuttle, when it would take off, or the SLS, when it will take off, will have a power off the launch pad of between 50 and 100 gigawatts. It turns out, to get to relativistic speeds with the spacecraft we're talking about, you need basically the same power level. And for about the same amount of time, it takes 10 minutes to get to orbit with the shuttle. It takes us 10 minutes to get to 30% the speed of light with about the same power level, just using different technology. We could propel a 100-kilogram robotic craft to Mars in a few days. If you want to push something like shuttle class, it takes you roughly a quarter of a month to get there. Within about 25 light years of the Earth, there's actually quite a few potential exoplanets and habitable things to visit that may be habitable. We don't know, of course. And so there are many, many targets to choose from. The closest is Alpha Centauri, which is about 4 light years away. So photon-driven propulsion is not a new idea. It goes back to the beginnings of thinking about light in both the classical and the quantum mechanical way. There are recent advances which take this from science fiction to science reality. There is no known reason why we cannot do this. There's a roadmap, which you can look at in our paper, to relativistic flight. The system is completely scalable modular. You build any size you want, from a tiny one to a gigantic one.
I don't understand any of that, but Karen, did you maybe listen to that more than once. Did you understand what he... I mean, I get that they can do it, but and I say this not because I'm not criticizing him. I just don't understand how all this stuff works, not in my wheelhouse, as they say, to understand it. I just know that it's cool that we're working on technology like this, because I sense, and I've said this the last couple of days here and there on the program, telling a story about this fellow that I met last Friday, who is the pilot of the adventure that will start in September, of sending a school bus sized a large big box, if you will, into outer space, aimed at hitting a cluster of asteroids that are flying around our solar system. Actually, they've identified ones about the size of 5 football fields that they want to land this space this space machine on to figure out what's on it. They're going to be able to, with a computer, they'll be able to tell it what to do without being able to see it. Well, there'll be lights on this thing. It's just, I mean, the technology is fabulous, and it's thrilling that we're getting back to it. That's what I think. Anyway, so anyway, Kara, do you understand what he was saying? Understand how this all works?
No, it sounded pretty exciting, right?
Yeah. All right, so here, if this explanation was too technical for you, here's Molly Rayo from Newsbeat Social. She does her best to explain it for those of us who understand just plain old English.
NASA wants to put man on Mars. We know this, but there are a lot of issues to tackle before that actually happens. For example, it would take a long time to reach the red planet, about 5 months at best. Or would it? Some brainiacs over at the space agency are working on laser technology that could theoretically take a spacecraft to Mars in as little as 3 days. Philip Lubin is one of those scientists. In a recent video for NASA 360, he proposes a system that uses what's known as photonic propulsion. It relies on the momentum of photons, or particles of light, to propel an object through space. Lubin's plan is to use lasers here on Earth to send a spacecraft with giant sails all the way to Mars in only a few days. And NASA's taking the idea seriously. The space agency gave Lubin and his team a proof-of-concept grant to show that photonic propulsion could be used for space travel one day.
Wow. I think I get it better. Carrie, you get that? You understand it a little bit better now?
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, although it also sounds like a big explosion waiting to happen.
Well, you know, under the circumstances, those are the dangers.
Yep.
But you got to get people who are in there who are smarter than those who were supervising the spacecraft in January of 1986,
mm-hmm.
When it blew up on the pad because they didn't want to replace 59-cent O-rings on the spacecraft because it had been cold. That's the kind of stuff. And man, what lawsuits after that? We don't need that. And never mind the lawsuits. Those people dedicated themselves, their lives, literally, and they died for no reason. It was incompetence times a million that was responsible for that. Speaking of Mars, Mark Maxwell reported on a huge recall from the Mars Candy Company. Listen to this.
American chocolate maker Mars issues an immediate recall on candy bars, chocolate, sold in 55 different countries around the world. It turns out they found plastic in some of their food products. Mars says the recall affects all Mars and Snickers products, Milky Way Minis, and also some Celebrations confectionery boxes. You can tell or identify which products are affected if the best before date falls between June 19, 2016, to January 8, 2017. The plastic ingredient was found in a chocolate made in a Dutch factory in the southern Netherlands. The company issued the recall when they learned the plastic in that chocolate there could potentially pose a choking hazard.
Ah, here's good news for those of us who like Three Musketeers, huh? The story is explained at the Doug Steffen website, What's New? Look for What's New at DougSteffen.com, and you will find out more about that, Diddy. 14 minutes before the hour, 46 after on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It makes me so proud that my listeners have been providing so much support to the Purple Heart Foundation. Your vehicles and cash donations are helping every day to make a difference in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home. And I'm not just talking about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous red tape, all associated with receiving benefits they're owed. It's heartbreaking to think about how many veterans just give up. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our nation's heroes. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So the circumstances in the South China Sea, you may or may not have heard about this. The Chinese sent a fighter jet to join anti-aircraft missiles on a man-made island in the South China Sea. Satellite imagery from our satellite show radar being constructed on this reef as part of seven disputed islands in the South China Sea. Looks like they're trying to draw a line in the sand, if you'll pardon the pun there. I wonder what would happen in this circumstance if Donald Trump were the president. You know, a lot of images showing China deploying missiles there on these islands. Taiwan and the USA, China has put a defense system there.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitar. This gonna taste all right.
That's my 5:44 after the hour. Here's celebrated TV chef Trey Wilcox joining us. Roberta and Richie and I, no stranger to creating healthy and appetizing dishes. This is Black History Month, American Heart Month, put all this together. And Trey's come up with some very interesting soul food dishes with a healthy heart twist because of the problems we all have. Some people think that soul food is too rich, Trey, to enjoy. It's bad for you. You're going to change that notion, I'm betting, right?
Hey, Doug. Yes, sir. That's the idea, man. We're trying to keep people heart healthy here. And thanks for having me.
Well, I'm happy to have you on board because we have two soul food experts here, Roberta Fatton and Rich Fatton. They're both experts. I'm no expert in this.
I live in Northern Virginia, Trey, and when I go down to D.C., down on Georgia Avenue, there's a really good soul food restaurant down there. And I'm wondering how you can take ham hocks and hush puppies and make them healthy.
You know what? We're gonna go a different route than those ham hocks.
We're staying away from those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna go into the stores and we're gonna select a little bit of the more lean cuts. Talking about ground pork. We're looking for ribeyes, sirloin, pork chops, pork tenderloin, those kind of things. And then we're gonna take our cooking method and we're gonna divert from deep frying, pan frying, and we're going to look for grills, and we're going to start grilling meats, and we're going to start cooking meats under the broiler and baking them, which is, that's going to be a way of not...
So you're trying to help people reduce fat and calories and sodium, but what about the flavor? I'm not an expert, but these guys tell me all the time about how rich... This soul food, Roberta's in New Orleans. So
I mean,
she knows
when you cook soul
all
food,
this stuff.
Yeah, you have to use lard and all of these, you know, different things that are high in cholesterol. So what do you do as far as cooking ingredients to, what do you replace that with?
You know, I think you're definitely talking, preaching the language of what my grandmother and mothers would be saying. They would sound delicious. But, you know, to keep them alive these days, I'm just packing on a lot of flavor with using different spices and grilling and different methods of cooking. You know, we don't have to have fat and lard to cook soul food. Soul food means we're cooking with soul, and we're trying to cook for families and people that we love. So we're putting our heart and soul into the food. That's what makes the food taste delicious. So if you look at one of the recipes that are featured on the PorkBeInspired.com website, you'll see that I'm cooking with jerk spices. I'm cooking with smoked paprika. I'm cooking with flavors that are going to be unique. They're going to be a little creative. My favorite one that I'm cooking right now in the studio is actually the sizzling chili pork chop. That one I'm combining chili powder, smoked paprika, garlic powder, red chili flakes, cumin even, dude. Mixing all these spices together and then packing it onto a very lean cut of pork loin and grilling it. So, you know, then we're kind of introducing something to someone that they're not familiar with, but we're actually giving them something that's better for them and it's delicious.
Okay, so another big aspect of soul food is a lot of value, a lot of bang for your buck. You can buy some of the cheaper cuts, you can buy some of the cheaper foods, and you can feed a whole family out of it. So are you able to incorporate that into your menus?
You know, I think there's a great cut out there called the New York Pot Roast that I would definitely say I could put it to any test of saying I could feed a family of 4 to 8 with that one cut of pork roast. And then, you know, cooking that in herbal flavors that we like to use. You know, when people think about flavor, they always overlook herbs. We're talking about rosemary, sage, thyme, garlic, onions, you know. Lard doesn't have any flavor at all. It's just fat. You know what I mean? So when you think about, well, if you substitute that with using some garlic and maybe some jalapeno and some rosemary, now you kind of got something that's got my attention.
So when you walk down the herb aisle, that can be kind of spendy too. I mean, you can pay $3-4 for a little bottle of these things. How can we get some cheaper herbs and work into our cabinet?
I would always recommend fresh, which is less because it hasn't been processed. You know, when you go down the herb aisle, that means you're rolling down the dry spice aisle, which means someone's taken the herb, dried them, put them in a really nice jar, put an expensive sticker on it, and sold it to you for about 4 times the cost.
Right.
If I go to the farmer's market and I look at a big bin of rosemary, then I'm probably going to get a big bundle of rosemary for about $1. And so those are what we want to get away from doing, is get away from the dry, getting into the fresh, and pork being one of the more inexpensive cuts. So you're going to feed a family really well, and you're going to feed them something delicious without breaking the bank.
Good stuff.
All right, so take Trey's advice. Go to PorkBeInspired.com. Trey Wilcox, thanks for being here with some good ideas for good eating. I was thinking about that when I saw something from the food department that was used by a very clever fellow for Valentine's Day. He gave his girlfriend a bouquet of chicken nuggets and waffle fries instead of flowers. So a little creativity is good.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.